Gal Ed Covenant, Hamitzpah. All right, before I move on to Song of Songs, I want to address a couple of more things about Jacob. Before Jacob came to this place where he made a covenant with Laban, Laban was chasing him, and the very deception that he had been operating in towards his brother Esau, that Laban brought back upon him and sneaking out and deceiving him by leaving at night, was hard on his heels. And only through a covenant established before God with a sacrifice, a blood covenant. This was a covenant about blood, wrought in blood, and about the bloodline descendants. All right, this covenant was made, and then, lo and behold, what happens? Let me read it to you right here. It says that, then Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Seir, the country of Edom. Now, this still has to do with the Edomites, and these things are patterning again. And he commanded them, saying, speak thus to my lord Esau. Thus says your servant Jacob, says, I have dwelt with Laban and stayed there until now. I have oxen, donkeys, flocks, and male and female servants, and I have sent them to tell my lord that I may find favor in your sight. And then the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, we came to your brother Esau, and he also is coming to meet you with 400 men are with him. So Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that were with him and the flocks and herds and camels into two companies. The camp, okay, Machanim, the camp of God, two camps we have here. And he said, if Esau comes to the one company and attacks it, then the other company which is left will escape. And so he goes on and he said, I'm going to appease him. The whole idea in Genesis 32 is, in this manner you shall speak to Esau when you find him, and also say, behold, your servant Jacob is behind us, for I will appease him with the present that goes before me, and afterward I will see his face, perhaps he will accept me. So the present went on over before him, but he himself lodged that night in the camp, Machanaim. Here's where he wrestled with God. Now, Jacob means deceiver. All right. And he rose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over what they had. And then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now, it's common understanding that this is a theophany. This is Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah. The angel, the man that came with the two angels that met with Abraham in his tent before he brought judgment. This was the pre-incarnate Yeshua, the Mashiach. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip. And the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with them. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And so he said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. Okay, Jacob means deceiver. And this thing about the socket of his hip, which is a tradition even during Passover, they take out the sinew of the lamb's hip because that's our loins. That's where our seed, our bloodline comes forth from. And it speaks allegorically of a change in the bloodline, the DNA, the DNA, but it also talks about this is where we walk in truth. We gird our loins up with truth. And Yeshua had written on his thigh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, righteousness and truth. This is the place of truth, the wrestling over what our children, what's coming out of our loins. This is why there's circumcision over the male genitals. This is circumcision is a cutting away of the flesh, the way of man in order to preserve his own flesh. And it also speaks of the phallic worshiping religions, Masons, Roman Catholicism, Islam, Egyptian, Babylonian, all the list, they're all phallic symbols that need to be dealt with and circumcised. All right, the loins. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks, the man he was wrestling with. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Israel means prince with God, from deceiver to prince of God. And then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is that that you ask about my name? And he blessed them there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Okay, this was the crossroads for Jacob. Laban's behind him, and Esau's before him. He wrestled with God. He came to the door of the way of the second Adam. He was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the progenitor and the seed line in which the second Adam would come through. For I've seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And just as you cross over Penuel, the sun arose on him, and he limped on his hip. And therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip in the muscle that shrank. And then Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked. There was Esau coming towards him. He made peace with Esau, and Esau said, well, you know, you can come and live with us. And he said, no. okay. Well, you know, but he went another way, because there were two nations, and they had to be separated out, the nation of Esau and the nation of Jacob. All right, I want to go on right here to Hosea 14, in which the book of Hosea talks about the adultery of Israel, how she's always running after Hosea took a wife, Gomer, and she was a prostitute, and he had children of prostitution, and they brought God's judgment on them. And so this is the covenant. Golly, you don't take women outside of, you know, you don't take spiritual wives from other tribes and nations. You take those that are of the bloodline to bring about God's purposes. And then I'm going to go to Hosea 14, return. And it's just the same today. The Masons are Egyptian mystery religion. It's dominant all over Israel. And, you know, the Sodomites are everywhere, gay parades. And it's the corruption of Israel. What? To bring the judgment of God. To bring, God has to judge them. Hosea 14, return, verse 2, Israel, to Adonai, your God, for your guilt has made you stumble. Take words with you and return to Adonai. Say to him, forgive all guilt and accept what is good. We will pay instead of bulls the offering of our lips. Ashur will not save us. We will not ride on horses. We will no longer call what we made with our hands our gods. For it is only in you that the fatherless can find mercy. Why? He's the Father of mercy. He's our Creator, the Father. He loves us. I will heal their disloyalty. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned from him. I will be like dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily and strike roots like the Lebanon. His branches will spread out. His beauty will be like an olive tree, and his fragrance like the Lebanon.